the Biden regime has approved cluster bombs for Ukraine, under the justification that, but Russia used them first. Watch below as former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemns the use of cluster bombs as war crime in 2022. The overall thrust of her comments suggests that only the bad guys would use these little bomblets that tend to be left lying on the ground, unexploded, until little children come along and pick them up, blowing their little bodies to smithereens. Breaking. Here is Jen Psaki in 2022 saying that using cluster bombs is a war crime. The Biden admin is sending cluster bomber to Ukraine today. pic.twitter.com/dsmkqmdm1. Jack Poso, United States, at Jack Posobiec, July 7, 2023. Cluster bombs are widely banned around the world. Sarah Yeager, the Washington director at Human Rights Watch, called the U.S. decision devastating. They are absolutely awful for civilians, Yeager told Al Jazeera in a television interview. I think when legislators and policymakers here in the United States see the photos coming back of children with missing limbs, parents injured, killed by our own American cluster munitions, there's going to be a real awakening to the humanitarian disaster that this is. Remember, this is the same wicked administration that has recently approved radiological depleted uranium shells to be used in Ukraine, potentially poisoning some of the world's most fertile black soil for decades to come. Revelation chapter 18 speaks of the great harlot, modern Babylon, being destroyed in the latter days, smashing its ability to traffic in all manner of luxury products including the bodies and souls of men, which I explored in my previous article about the story of Tim Ballard in Sound of Freedom. But another characteristic of the end times revived Babylonian system, which the Bible says in Revelation chapter 18 will be destroyed in 1 hour, is that it wreaks havoc on the earth's natural environment. The Luciferian oligarchs who run the world love to talk about saving the plant, with their policies leading to total surveillance and control, but that's just a Hegelian trap. They don't care about the environment. They are all about destroying it. From Bill Gates' effort to dim the sun's light and various other geoengineering tactics, to the destruction of farmlands, to the polluting of the oceans and lakes and the eventual use of nuclear weapons, the globalists have no regard for the environment. They are hypocrites, and the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Rev. 11:18.